What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, pretty quiet night last night in sports, unless you're me and my fantasy football team won. I'm still in the season, but I know no one cares about that.
What a relief. Wow. Thanks for sharing that.
Well, I thought that was the lead from last night. You know, Sixers didn't play, Flyers didn't play.
Yeah. Who cares?
Eagles didn't play, Phillies didn't play.
Yeah, let's figure out how Joe's fantasy team goes.
I'll tell you, speaking of games, Eagles and Chiefs, that's a big one. That's coming up in 6 days. We get closer to that, obviously. Some baseball free agency stuff. We'll get to that today. 76ers back at it later tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Look, we got a lot to do today, and we'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Lake Michigan used to have pirate problems. This is the mid-1800s. You had guys like King James Jesse Strang out there on the waters stealing people's lumber.
It kind of makes sense, really, honestly.
Yeah, I guess
so. No, because they're born tough, and unlike us here in Pennsylvania, we always lose to Penn State, so... I mean,
that's good reasoning.
You like that?
Yeah.
They're
that was really good.
Raised by pirates, so they're tough and bad people.
Descendants of pirates, and thus they're tougher.
I love it. Guys.
Roaring Dan Seavey.
Yeah, ooh, another... the Roaring Dan Seavey.
How about Lake that Michigan guy? Pirates.
How about that guy? All right, how about the Philadelphia sports scene? Look, we're going to get to the Eagles and Chiefs, obviously, some baseball stuff, some NOLA stuff today. Got a lot to do. Ruben tomorrow at 7 o'clock and other guests through the show. But, John, you know, it was middle of the show yesterday. We kind of stumbled into and really only discussed for just a couple of minutes. I had referenced watching Tyrese Maxey play two nights ago in the magnificent game he had with the 50 points. I wanted to size up, you know, top 10 players in Philadelphia. And I want to be very clear, top 10 players in Philadelphia sports. Two things I want to define. Currently is definition one. All right? Like, stuff started going around social media yesterday. And people were like, this guy doesn't have the accomplishment of that guy. Yeah, I get it. I'm not talking about accomplishment from 2014. I'm talking about the top 10 players today in Philadelphia sports. The other thing is players, meaning I'm not going to use the term athletes. That's another thing that's flying around social media. Well, how can you Zach Wheeler go so high? He's not an athlete. He's a pitcher. All right, dude, settle down. All right? Settle down. I'm talking about players. I'm not getting into a debate of who jumps the highest and who runs the fastest. Who are the 10 most effective players in Philadelphia sports right now?
Now, who's the best at their sport?
Who's the best? You want to say at their sport? That's fine. I mean, just...
It is important that you evaluate this. Like, it really does matter the way you look at this.
Well, like, I mean, it does. Because, like, Joel Embiid is a magnificent regular season player. We know that. I have Zach Wheeler higher on my list because of what I've seen him do in the postseason and the trust that I feel I can put in him as a Phillies fan. Like, when it's a big spot... By the way, like when they just lost in the postseason, he had nothing to do with the loss. I mean, he was dominant,
dominant.
I believe it was four starts. Might have been five. I think it was four.
And even came in and threw shutout relief in the last game.
That's right. Like he could not have done more. So I feel comfortable. Now, I want to give you my list. John, I want to hear from you, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Because, you know, John and I, when we were in the midday show, and James, we had done this in the past, I don't know, maybe once every 2 years. And it was like, let's just sort of assess, what do we got here? By the way, we got a lot of great stuff. Let me say that. I mean, I've got some old lists with me from yesteryear.
Oh, I'm so happy you brought those, because all I could think about coming in today was what the list used to be like versus what it is
what
now.
Joe thought 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, and how wrong I was and how right I was. Mm-hmm. But really, more than anything, just how lame it was. And, you know, there are some real, like, I'll just tell you this. There are some great players, or at least some very good players, that I don't even have in my top 10. I would call Dallas Goedert a great player. I don't have him in the top 10. We know Trey Turner can be great. We also know he can struggle. I hope next year if we do this, he's in the top 10. Currently for me, he's not. Nola, who's a free agent, but I still count him Philadelphia sports. I don't have him in it. Slay, who clearly would have been in it last year. I see drop off from him. I don't have him in it. I don't have any Eagles defensive linemen in my top 10. Various Phillies players like Schwarber and Castellanos, I don't have them there. I have no Flyers players. I have no Sixers other than Embiid and Maxey. Let me tell you what I do have. I'm going to go 10-1 and want to hear everyone's reaction at 215-592-9494. It's not easy to sort of nail this down, and clearly we can discuss and debate various aspects. Here's where I'm at. I'm going to go 10-1. Number 10, Devontae Smith. I mean, he's a phenomenal player. But he's clearly a step below, you know, an A.J. Brown, so to speak. Number 9, Tyrese Maxey. He could very well find his way into the top 5 the next 2 years or so. I don't think he's there yet. Number eight, Lane Johnson. Stalwart, been in the top 10 probably for pretty much every year, you know, for the last, you know, 7, 8, 9 years. Number seven, Hassan Reddick. I mean, talk about something that's difficult to figure out. How do you size up Reddick versus Lane? I don't know. You freaking pull out a dart and you take a guess. I went Reddick 7, Lane 8. Kelce 6, sort of the same thing. Kelce, Lane, Reddick, they're all about the same. I see what they do with the tush push. I see him be a huge part of it. I'm talking about Kelce, his leadership. That's a massive part of it. I mean, I just think about what would happen if Jason Kelce got injured and was out for the year. Now, it would be a problem with Reddick. It would be a problem with Lane. I don't ever want to say it. I hope it never happens to him. I know it would be a drop-off. All right, now we're going to start cranking it up even more. Number five, A.J. Brown. Just an amazing, 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 incredible football player.
I think it's crazy that you have him that high. My God.
Okay. All right. Number four, Joel Embiid. And I know there's some people. I know there are some people that think he should be one. I got him four. He's incredible. He's the MVP. But he's also incredibly unreliable come playoff time. And until I see him do it, I'm not going to honor him with, like, top one or two where he would have been in prior years. Can't do it. Number three, Zach Wheeler. Highest he's been for me in the Philadelphia sports scene. I've seen him do it 2 years in a row in the postseason. I've seen him do it 4 years in a row in the regular season. I have full faith and credit and trust in Zach Wheeler. He's amazing, but he's not as good as 2-1. Number two, Jalen Hurts. Now, look, 1-2, guys, we all know the deal. I mean, you could kind of flip a coin. I go Hurts 2, and I go Bryce 1. And it's close, and it's tight, and it's tough, and it's a great quote, problem to have to figure out how to rank these guys. But I want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. First off, who do you think is the best player in Philly sports? Is it Harper? Is it Hurts? Is it Embiid? How do you size up Wheeler versus Embiid? Look, there's more people would say Embiid 1 than Wheeler, but I'm telling you, Wheeler over Embiid at 3. The guys on the back end, Maxey, is he now truly deserving of top 10? Should he be even higher than I have? All right, John, your reaction to what I put together, and then just your list. Give me your thoughts here. What do you got?
I do think it's crazy that you have Zach Wheeler so high. I love Zach Wheeler, but he has to be penalized for not being an everyday player. You know, I love the dependability, but geez, Joe. All right, I'm going. I left some people off, similar to you.
Yep.
Darius Slay is my 11. Darius Slay is number 11 for me. I know we're only going to 10.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter.
I will just say this. I would have Slay behind Goddard and Nola and probably Trey Turner, just for what it's worth. I think there's been a pretty big drop off.
I think for what it's worth, Slay is getting a really bad rap.
Yeah, I know you do.
For, you know, circumstantial stuff and other guys around him not being as good as what they need to be. Jalen Carter is going to be an NFL top 100 guy this year as a rookie. You know, like one of those things voted by his peers.
Yep.
He's going to be way up there this year. Just think about the way people glow when they talk about him. He wrecks shop. Everyone knows it. Sky's the limit. He's number 10 for me.
Yep.
Hassan Reddick, he is the completer defensive weapon than Micah Parsons is. Last year, his stats were right there. And
I
you
know.
Could argue they were better than what Micah Parsons put up. They're now tied with 7.5 sacks apiece this year. More of the same. Hassan Reddick, Micah Parsons, they are impossible for offenses to get a finger on, and they're amazing. A.J. Brown is 8 for me.
That's too low,
A wide receiver can't be higher than
– Too low.
Come on.
That's not right, man.
This guy
– That ain't right.
He's outplaying the entire league right now at wide receiver, but the position is such that, you know, he's dependent on a quarterback
John,
to get him the ball.
Can I just say something? You know who responded on Twitter to my top 10 list yesterday and said A.J. Brown should be number 1?
Oh, I don't know.
Michael Buffer.
Oh, wow. Mike, he knows.
He was ready to do you know what with you.
Is that incredible?
That's unbelievable.
Michael Buffer, the great. All right, John, keep going. So you got A.J. Brown, 8. I think that's way too low.
Tyrese Maxey, 7, ultimate fan favorite, perfect blend of attitude and drive and willingness and happiness and positivity. Do not think his mindset just stays with him. He is infectious in a great way. And he's the one guy on this list, he could end up growing more than anyone else. He could force his way all the way to the top of this. because it truly is special what he's got. He's got a long way to go. He's unique. I'd never count him out. I'd never put a cap on Tyrese
Maxey.
Well,
he's rising, clearly.
Yeah. Zach Wheeler is my six. Again, penalized for not being an everyday player. I love the toughness. Mm-hmm. I love that he's a self-starter and self-sustainer, and he'll fix it himself and just keep destroying fools every night. Joel Embiid, I had to put him in the top five.
Wow.
He was the MVP of the NBA. Last year.
I think it's too low, man.
The willingness to work on the fundamentals.
So you got Kelce
to be
above,
great.
You got Kelce above MVP.
Yes, I do. The willingness to work on the fundamentals to be great is there. Is the toughness there? Can Nick Nurse bring the toughness out of Joel?
Yeah, I get it.
Lane Johnson is my four, the best tackle in the NFL, and we are reminded of that when we look at our record with and without him.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce. Remember, I was ridiculed for saying he was the top athlete in Philly sports?
Well, you were wrong.
Go to Broad Street, called him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you had him above Mike Schmidt. You had him above Joe Frazier.
He's standing the test of time.
You had him above Bobby Clark.
Dr. J. I think that, I'll say that it's aged well.
It's aged better, man. It's aged better than it looked at the
like
time.
Like, if we do the go to Broad Street in 20 years,
you know,
Kelce's up there, man.
Well, he's up there, but it's still a little. All right.
Nice call, John.
All right, so 2-1. So
yeah,
you're going to have – I'm going to guess that you're going to have Bryce 2 and Hurts 1.
You are correct, Joe. Bryce chose us. Now other stars do too, in part because Bryce is, you know, part of that process now. Yeah. He decided we were the place he was going to build, and I'm so grateful. And we now all expect Bryce will fight and steal and swat his way to making all sorts of base running errors en route to our joint goal. And Seth Joyner told us it's only a matter of time. Jalen Hurts, the ultimate leader, the new face of the league. He's my one.
Look, it's tight and it's tough. It really is. Want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. John and I and James, we had leaned into this just a couple times before in the history of our show when we were in the midday show. And it's great when you have this many great players and you got really, really quality players not even in the top 10. How do you size it up? Hurts, Bryce, Kelce, Embiid, who's number one? Do you agree with me on Wheeler over Joel Embiid? Is that, and John agrees with that as well, by the way. John does not agree with that. But John has Embiid too low at five. What do you make of the whole thing? 215-592-9494. We're also going to get into the hot stove stuff with baseball today, some Aaron Nola related audio. We'll play that. We'll rock all your calls. Want to hear from you. 215-592-9494. And of course, John, today's show is
sponsored by Bet Parks. Open the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app and you're in the zone. New users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Bet Parks. You must be 21 and in PA, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
How you can win some wrestling tickets. We'll tell you that next as well. Joe DeCameron, John Riccio, 94 WIP.